بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, my respected brothers and listeners, for the next couple of days, inshallah, we will do some advices from a compilation of Imam Bukhari, known as Adabul Mufrad, wherein some character traits and some aspects and advices by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were given to the Ummah. And in his introduction to that particular compilation, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Ummah that the purpose of him coming down, or amongst the great teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَمَحَاسِنِ الْأَفْعَالِ, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two distinct responsibilities and lessons to teach the ummah. One was that makarim al-akhlaq, the best of character. And in addition to the best of character, the mahasin, the most beautiful of actions that was thought or was practiced by anybody in the history of humanity. This basically is the combination of how a believer lives their life. That between makarim al-akhlaq and mahasin al-af'al, that the best of character and the most beautiful of actions. And in the introduction to that particular compilation, he starts with a man's and a woman's and an adult's etiquette that he has towards his parents. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is approached by a person, and he says that hal baqiya, that does anything remain from the good things that I should do towards my parents after they have passed away? Does anything remain? In other words, he's alluding to the fact that I have done my level best, but now that they have gone, and no matter what type of child I was or consider myself to be, will anything remain that I conclude or do on their behalf? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Naam, yes indeed. There remains a few things that you are still required, or it should be considered yourself in a dutiful position to do. Arba'u khisalin. Four traits or characteristics. Now look here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't tell him four actions, but he particularly uses the word khasla, which denotes something which is ongoing, something which is continuous, and not something which is once off. And he tells him that there are four things that a person should continue to do. One is a du'a'u lahuma, that you continue to supplicate and make du'a for them. Wal istighfaru lahuma, and you continue to make istighfar for them. The third characteristic, or the third quality, that he advised this person, that you continue to be good and virtuous to the friends of both of them. You acknowledge them. You understand who they are. You respect, revere, honor them in the very same way that your parents would have respected and honored those people, even though obviously by this point in time they are no longer connected with you because your parents have passed on. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ, and you continue to maintain acts, or you continue to remain kinship. You continue to maintain kinship and family ties that would not have been joined except with the presence of your parents and with the presence of those people. Now at this point in time, many commentators on this particular text would say, then look how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam divides the advice. The first two, al-du'a'u lahuma wal-istighfar lahuma, is pertaining to the akhirah, to the hereafter. But the latter two indicates two khasla or two khasail that are more connected to the dunya, more connected to the world. That you continue to honor their friends, you continue to maintain family relations. That's not necessarily to do immediately with your hereafter. You're still alive, those people are still alive. It has to do more with your well-being in this world, and as a benefit, no doubt, it will be weighty on the scale of a person in the hereafter. But it is to be done primarily so that you and that person or those people may benefit in this dunya, in this world. It is from this particular division that our ulama continue to deduce that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be give advice regarding the well-being of a person and the connection that he has with parents in particular, he would always indicate that this particular type of relationship that you have is not only pertaining and connecting to your akhirah, but it directly affects your dunya, your world as well. Look at the division of that advice. The first two, your well-being in the hereafter. And the latter two, your well-being in this world. Which is basically the summary of how a person should view the value and the maintenance of a relationship that a person has with their parents. On one occasion, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and upon this point we will conclude, he sees a person walking with an elderly individual, and he asks him, that Mahada, that who is this person? More in reference to what is the relationship that this particular person here has with you. And the person responds, that that's my father. And then he tells him, that I'll give you three advices. لا تسميه بإسمه, that do not call him by his name. Address him by a title. A title that is onerous, a title that is virtuous, a title that in your particular society is considered one of elevation, that's number one. And then he says, وَلَا تَمْشِي أَمَامَهُ, do not walk in front of him. That if ever you are walking anywhere, the adab and the etiquette that you should adopt is that you are behind him. And the third advice that I give you, young man, is لا تجلس قبله, that do not sit before him. That you have arrived at a particular place together. Maybe you are jointly invited or something of that sort, and it is now time to be seated, etc. Make sure that you make him be seated first, and then you can take your rest, and then you can sit. And although these advices here seem to be common sense, but they represent the adab and the etiquettes and the qualities of our deen, that if a believer holds on to, then you inshallah will have engaged in makarim al-akhlaq wa mahasin al-af'al, the most beautiful of characteristics and the most beautiful of actions and the most noble of qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah.